So you want to tell someone about Jesus, but how? Where do you begin? What do you say? Do you know enough? All questions that we might ask ourselves. But how would Jesus tell people about Jesus? Or should we just leave it to the experts? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program today as we take another look at telling God's story from a different perspective. Let me ask you a question. If you had to get up at a barbecue with some dozen or so of your friends or work colleagues, people who may not know Jesus, and you had just 2 minutes, only 2 minutes, mind you, to tell them about Jesus, what would you say? Just the thought's enough to send a good many Christians into a panic attack. What would you say? How would you say it? You know, that's one of the things that really stops a lot of Christians from sharing Jesus with others. It used to be my problem too, until I discovered that God himself is just the best communicator, and he uses plain, simple, everyday language and everyday stories to get his point across. Right at the beginning of the New Testament, in the second chapter of Matthew's Gospel, if you have a Bible, there's an amazing story. We know them as the three wise men. Now, we don't actually know how many there were, because Matthew just tells us there were a number of wise men. But these wise men were following a star to go and find this Jesus who had been born in Bethlehem. They were looking for the Messiah. Now, the word that Matthew uses for these wise men is magi. And magi were astrologers and soothsayers. And to the Jews, that was sinful and pagan and occultish, kind of like today if some witches and warlocks wandered into a local church. I guess there'd be more than a few Christians who would be a bit disturbed about that. So these wise men, these magi, were astrologers. And the second thing that Matthew tells us about them is that they were from the east. Well, that's kind of code that we may not understand today, because east of Jerusalem was Babylon. And Babylon was like, I don't know, like the Third Reich to Jews today. Babylon was a place where several hundred years before they'd been exiled into slavery, and so the symbolism of Babylon is probably pretty close to Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. Okay, that's what they thought when they read from the east. So God calls some sinful pagan astrologers from Babylon, from hell, across to meet his son. Now, would we have called them, you and I today, if we had some astrologers or some witches or whatever living next door, would we invite them over for a barbecue? Would we invite the tarot card reader down in the local mall home over a barbecue to talk about Jesus? Or would we say, oh no, that's occultish. Oh, have to keep away from that. Well, God invited them. He invited them when his son was born to worship Jesus. But how does he get their attention? How does he get them to come from Babylon to meet Jesus? Does he send them, say, John the Baptist or a prophet or a preacher or a Billy Graham? No. He sends them a star, an astrological symbol. Do you get it? God is the most amazing communicator. Would you or I, A, even have bothered to send them? And B, if we had, would we have sent them a star? And what that says to me is that, okay, God hated their sin, but he loved them so much more than he hated the stuff they were into. Here and now, he is saying to us, this is how I see people. I care about them no matter what. No matter what they are into, I love them. Jesus is here for everyone, and God was prepared to send the astrologers a star. He was prepared to call even the astrologers from the Third Reich. That's God's way. Jesus hung out with lepers and prostitutes and sinners, and he told simple stories, and sometimes we think we have to be theologians or carry textbooks or have a Bible under our arm. Look at this story, this simple story. It must have been so shocking to the first century Jews who read it to think that God would have called these astrologers and told them a simple story through a symbol that they could understand in their sin of astrology. Do we need to convince people about Jesus through some erudite apologetic argument? Would it ever occur to us to go to astrologers with a star? What's your story about life and how you grew up and how Jesus came into your life? What has he done in your life? What is it like knowing him? What are the things you've struggled with? What's the stuff you perhaps haven't got your head around? I wonder if you had these astrologers at your barbecue in your backyard, you know, some sausages, a bit of coleslaw, some onion perhaps, and the conversation was flowing across the table. Well, I don't know about you, but this is what it was like for me, I guess. It was like this. Maybe we could tell people about Jesus in plain, everyday language, just the way he has impacted on our lives. Maybe we don't need to be theologians after all. Now, I'm not suggesting you shouldn't go to church, and I'm not suggesting we shouldn't learn, no. But you know what I mean? I think sometimes we think that experts should be doing this. A doctor should hand out the medicine. An evangelist should hand out Jesus. But look at how Jesus communicated. He just wandered around, talked to people, and touched them, and tell them stories, and had insights about their lives, and was there to encourage them, and just being with some of those people. Just him taking the time to hang out with tax collectors and people that were rejects was an awesome thing for him to do. I wonder whether we're making it all too complicated. I wonder whether we're struggling with things and tying ourselves up in knots when sometimes the people around us, the people we work with, the people we live with, the people who are our neighbours or the parents of the kids down at the local football club, I mean, those people look at us. And they just want us to be real and to share our lives with them and to share a barbecue with them and to share a sausage with them and a sandwich with them and some coleslaw and to talk to them about life. And somehow in all of that, what Jesus did for you and what Jesus did for me, it's part of who we are. It's part of the fabric of our personality. It's just the way it is. Simple, real life stories. Can I set you free through this idea? Through this notion that God wants to use you just the way you are, through your plain, everyday, simple language and observations and reactions to touch people with his love, to reach out to people in real life with his love. So how would you share? How would you tell people about Jesus in your life? Maybe that's something that we all need to spend some time thinking about and praying about and pondering about and turning over in our minds. In fact, let me pray about it right now. Father, I pray for each one of us who's here right now listening to this message. You know our hearts. You know where we are. You know what we feel. You know our fears and our anxieties. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that as we listen to your word, you would just set us free through your spirit. Just the way your word says that you would set us free just wonderfully and casually to share our Jesus with the people that you put in our lives. Father, show us. Show us what you were doing. Show us who you would put beside us, the ones that you want us to reach out to, the ones that you want to reach out to through us. Show us. Lord God, encourage us. Set us free. Fill us with your spirit so that we can just shine the love of Jesus Christ into their hearts. Father, where we feel a bit embarrassed or ashamed, I pray that you would just wipe that away. Set us free, I pray, Father, to share Jesus. And I ask you that in the name of Jesus Christ. Social media is a great way to stay connected with your friends and the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. The Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspiration. So no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. If you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and family, so we'll be sharing God's Word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.